USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
The U.S.'s mission to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies is in the final days, with a deadline to leave the country coming on August 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.